Hi, my name is Jamin Brazil, and you're listening to the Happy Market Research Podcast. We are live today on site at the CEO Summit in beautiful Miami. My guest today is Mindy Witt.
Did I say it right? Ormland.
Mindy Ormland with Protégé.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about Protégé, who, by the way, I've worked with for many years.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, thank you for bringing me here. I know we were just hanging out near the pool area, and you grabbed me for, hey, come talk for a bit, and happy to do so. I'm actually a native. I'm from Miami. It's my hometown.
Raised That's awesome.
So always great to be back, and it's my first time at the Insight CEO Summit, so excited to be here. Protégé, so we operate several different business units, but since we're at a market research event and, I'm responsible for the market research business at Protégé. We are an online sample provider, data collection provider, and again, so excited. Thank you for having me.
So CEO Summit 2019, this is day one, right? What are some of your big takeaways?
Yeah, so what I really enjoyed, and I think some of the other events don't necessarily capture the following component. I loved hearing people's stories about their businesses and how it got started and the pain they went through and the challenges and what they had to overcome. Oftentimes we look at businesses that are already established and giants, and people don't realize that it was 0 to 1 at some point. At some point they had to go from 0 to 1, and hearing that is very inspiring. Diane was fantastic. Michael did a great job. So for me, that was fantastic.
That was Michael McCrary from Pure Spectrum and Diane from C-Space.
Correct.
Right? C-Space now owned by Omnicom, I believe.
Yes.
So Protégé is a big company.
Yes.
A really big company. You guys have had a tremendous amount of success. How long have you been there?
I've been here almost 9 years. So,
have you guys had any struggles? Maybe there's an opportunity for you to tell us a little bit about how you coped during a difficult time in the business.
Yeah. So I think the struggles that I personally had within the business and the business had was actually the opportunity. So when we actually first decided that we're going to make a play within the market research industry and become a sample provider, a lot of naysayers, no, you can't. And I actually saw that as an opportunity. And let me elaborate on that for a minute. So I happened to stumble upon the industry. I wasn't I haven't been doing this for 20 years. It's just a few years. And the thing that really inspired me personally was when I attended some of the industry events and speakers got up to present something that sounded somewhat innovative, the reaction from the audience was received as negative. That was my perception, whether true or not. It just didn't seem like the industry was embracing new tactics and innovation. And that's when, for me, the light bulb moment. And again, it's an opportunity, but a struggle, because you have to overcome that barrier if a lot of people are not necessarily embracing opportunities.
I love that. So how did you overcome it?
I think it's pretty simple. I know people look for big answers when it comes to it. If you have a strong product, you can overcome anything.
Love it.
It's as simple as that.
Do you remember one of the early customers, who it was?
Yes, I'm not sure if they would want to share their name on it, but once we've had our first customer, it really went very quickly. I also think it was an opportunistic time. The industry was, people were talking a lot about transparency. So again, not a lot of innovation, but a lot of transparency. And I think a lot of companies appreciated the transparency they received by working with us. And we took advantage of that.
I'm hearing a lot about data quality in the last, I don't know, my whole life, honestly, it's been about data quality, but it feels like it's trending up again in the last 6 months or so. Do you have any thoughts on, like, is it a material issue? And if so, what's Protégé doing around that?
Okay. And when you say trending up, in a positive or negative?
In a concern around.
Okay.
So it's almost like if you think about a graph where you have quality and price. You know, we all know what the graph looks like, right? So as you cheapen or lower price, then of course you impact quality, at least conceptually. And so the concern that I've been seeing a lot and hearing a lot by major brands, like including Microsoft and Google, is concern around, gosh, we really like the fact that we're paying whatever, $3 or $4 a complete, but we're concerned that, you know, there's not enough incentive that's going to the respondent. Therefore, they're drawing a conclusion in their head, perhaps falsely, and they don't know if it's true or not, of is it, you know, is it a legitimate or is it a bad player that's taking a portion of the survey?
Sure, sure. Yeah, this is actually a topic I actually really enjoy talking about. I don't get an opportunity to speak a lot about it often, but there's a secret weapon out there or a secret topic that people don't talk about often. It comes up in a way of passing, but they don't realize how powerful and true it is. And you touched on it. As it relates to recruitment, right? And you have the pricing and quality. There are so many different recruitment sources out there. So a panel provider that provides respondents, people, I'm so glad we're finally calling them people today.
Love it.
Right? We are calling them people. There are so many different ways to recruit people to anything, right?
Totally.
So you have different online sources, you have radio, you have television, you have all these different things. And there's different price points that companies pay to bring them in the door. And the reality that we face today is when there is tremendous pricing challenges and there's a lot of players in the market research industry, in the sample space, so all across the board, it impacts how much panel providers can spend on recruitment. And the rest is history. It really, how much can you spend? And that's what you're able to bring in the door. And I always like to use analogy. It's a silly one, but you know, there are different automobiles, different types of cars out there, right? And at the end of the day, some people love, call it the, they love a Lexus. How much added value does it provide, right? So in terms of price point, why is it so much higher than a Honda Civic? And at the end of the day, you can't get a Lexus at the same price as a Honda Civic. Why? Because to engineer the car, the dollars that go into it just costs more, and ultimately you have to spend more to get that. Now, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not making a pitch that people should spend more on anything. I think people should just be aware that these are ingredients that all come into play when it comes to getting a survey complete. You as the client make the choice. It's your choice, and there's the beautiful thing about today. I know a lot of people complain. The beautiful thing is there are options out there. You have optionality. Take what works for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all anymore.
Love it. Yeah, I think that's a really good way of framing it. Do you think there's going to be an increase in transparency of the amount of the CPI that goes towards the person in the way of incentive over time? Do you think that's going to improve or increase?
Yeah, I love that one. So what you get, I think what panel providers are asked quite often is, what do you do about incentives? What are you paying these people? I actually think the question is really more, how much are you paying when they come in the door? Not the incentive on the panel, on the survey complete. Now, I don't think people would share the answer to that because, again, that is a company's proprietary information, and they don't have to share that with anyone.
Right.
Not because they're hiding anything, because, you know, that is what they do as a company. So I think at the end of the day, it's not just the incentive. Incentive is one piece. It's one ingredient, one piece of the puzzle. Recruitment matters, and it matters a lot.
So what do you attribute to the massive success that Protégé's had in the market? I mean, you guys have become a dominant force. In the panel space. So what do you see as sort of that ingredient that you guys have brought?
Okay. I think there are a few components. One of the things that I think was really helped us as a company, if I'd be very, very honest here, is we didn't come into this with baggage. No prior baggage that came along. Right, we were able to kind of pave our own way, and not do like oftentimes you hear you have to do it because this is how we've been doing it for all these years. And oftentimes, depending on a stage of a company, it's challenging on how to deal with that because it's true, right? You've been doing things for so many years; it's hard to change. It's very challenging. I don't think people should ever make fun of that. It is a huge challenge, but for us, fortunately, the time we entered. We didn't have any prior baggage, and I also came with a just fresh lens and said that if we just stand behind our product and the quality of the product, I do think at the end of the day, it will prevail and it'll trump ahead, because I always said the thing that I focus on the most, which I know many people probably say this, but as a company, it was the quality of work. There's no cutting corners and no compromising. That's the one area we won't do so. And it comes at a cost, but I think that is it's a longer term approach. And I think we had the luxury of being able to take that approach.
I think the point that you're making about the long tail, like adding value to the customer, we heard this today with Cleveland Clinic, which is a massive healthcare company. Adding value is the key component to building a successful partnership over time, right? Because it's all about brand, which is just performance over time. So it does not surprise me that you've had the amount of success that you have in that framework.
And I'd add one thing that I think is super key and a key ingredient. I know what I don't know. So I didn't grow up in this space of market research. We had an idea. We had a business concept. We thought we can do something. And I went out and I was fortunate enough to hire and find really good staff and a really good team. Hmm. The team is absolutely incredible. And I give a lot of thanks to them for allowing us to do what we do. Without them, again, you can have an idea, but without the team behind it and the expertise they bring to the table has been tremendous.
CEO Summit 2019, Mindy Protégé, thanks so much for coming to the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Damon, thanks for having me. Thank you.